AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Qatar has closed its airspace amid Iranian retaliation threats against the U.S. On social media, President Trump talked about the possibility of regime change in Iran after the U.S. joined with Israel and staged three strikes on Iran nuclear targets. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president raised the question.
But if they refuse to engage in diplomacy moving forward, why shouldn't the Iranian people rise up against this brutal terrorist regime? That's a question the president raised last night. But as far as our military posture, it hasn't changed.
Today in Paris, Reza Pahlavi, the son of Iran's last Shah, said he would lead Iran.
We stand at a crossroads. One road leads to bloodshed and chaos. The other to a peaceful and democratic transition.
Israel expanded its war against Iran to include targets associated with the country's struggling theocracy, striking the gate of a Tehran prison notorious for holding political activists and hitting the headquarters of the military force that suppressed recent protests. The chief of the Joint Staff of Armed Forces in Iran warned the U.S. its strikes had given Iranian forces a free hand to act against U.S. interests and its army. As the war between Israel and Iran hit a one-week mark, Iranians have spent nearly half of that time in near communication blackout, unable to connect not only with the outside world, but also with their neighbors and loved ones across the country. Pakistan is condemning President Trump for bombing Iran less than 24 hours after the country said he deserved a Nobel Peace Prize for defusing the recent crisis with India. Officials say Russian drones and missiles have killed at least 14 civilians in Ukraine, with 9 deaths reported in the capital, Kyiv. The massive tax and spending cuts package President Trump wants on his desk by July 4th would loosen regulations on gun silencers and certain types of rifles and shotguns. This is AP News. The nation's top insurers plan to scale back a despised practice that leads to care delays and complications.
United Healthcare, Aetna, and dozens of other insurers say by next year they plan to make prior authorization changes to ease the process. Doctors say the practice has grown in scope and complication, leading to frequent care delays. The fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, prompting people to vent their frustrations with coverage issues like prior authorization. And Dr. Mehmet Oz has called prior authorizations a pox on the system that hikes administrative costs. I'm Julie Walker.
A new report says the number of abortions in the U.S. rose again last year, with women continuing to find ways to get them despite bans and restrictions in many states. Currently, 12 states are enforcing bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.